I don't remember the first poem I wrote, but I remember the first poem I revised, which probably turned out to be the first comprehensible poem that I wrote. It was about being picked up from baseball practice when I was about 12 years old. So both my parents came in my mom's Pontiac, which was strange because my dad was usually out of town. So I knew something was up, and they told me that my mom had breast cancer. The poem just kind of recounted this event as deadpan as possible as I was, you know, trying to counteract the drama of the whole thing. But I knew that it wasn't done, probably because my teacher told me it wasn't done. And so I thought about the rest of the drive home from practice, which was in rural coastal North Carolina. So a bunch of fields, like soybeans, cotton and corn that were just planted, and houses set off from the road and churches. So I decided to use the image of a church at the end, something like, you know, a boarded up church with a few lights inside, all the stained glass or something like that, really big and dramatic, that I thought wasn't too over the top, but, you know, of course it was. So I remember liking the poem and being glad that I improved it. But I also had this feeling that it was just shit, you know. I knew it wasn't that good, but I kind of liked the feeling, you know. I kind of still do. That feeling that when I'm revising and I'm working, the feeling that what I'm doing is okay, but it's also just a means to writing better poems. And so revision as a mode of future telling of the poems that will be written that will be better than the ones you're writing now. That's what I remember the most.